A reading from the book of Job. The Lord addressed Job out of the storm and said, "Who shut within the doors the sea when it burst forth from the womb? When I made the clouds its garment and thick darkness its swaddling bands? When I set limits for it and fastened the bar of its door and said, 'Thus far shall you come, but no farther, and here shall your proud waves be stilled.'" The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, the love of Christ impels us. Once we have come to the conviction that one died for all, therefore all have died. He indeed died for all, so that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised. Consequently, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even if we once knew Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him so no longer. So whoever is in Christ is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come. The word of the Lord.
Brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. On that day, as evening drew on, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us cross to the other side." Leaving the crowd, they took Jesus with them in the boat just as he was. The other boats were with him. A violent squall came up and waves were breaking over the boat, so it was already filling up. Jesus was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. They woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Quiet, be still." The wind ceased and there was great calm. Then he asked them, "Why are you terrified? Do you not yet have faith?" They were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this whom even the wind and the sea obey?" The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. And how are you? Blessed indeed. Happy Father's Day to you fathers out there and those watching today. Yes, give it up for the fathers. And fathers, if you will, listen to the second reading, if you will, that they might live no longer for themselves. This is the call, but for Christ. This is the call of the gospel. Again, even here, like today all morning, I always say Father's Day has always been my busiest day. Because all morning, even through Mass, people are saying, "Oh, happy Father's Day, Father." And that gives me more joy than anything. Because it means that we are part of a family, right? And I think sometimes we just make our churches, our congregations, you know, it's just we look at each other like, "Oh, yeah, this is where I go to church." I hope that's not true. We're a family. Whether you're watching here or whether we're here, we're a family. And the family has a father. Now, I happen to be the father of this community. Now, you don't always agree with your father, do you? Yeah, I know. But you didn't agree with your dad either. We sit there and we stay faithful to each other because we're a family. We don't always have to agree. You don't agree with your husband. You don't agree with your wife all the time. You don't agree with your kids. And you don't agree with all kinds of stuff. But it's still, we're a family. And this family, where you have a family at home, and this is the family here, where I'm the father, but we all look to Father in heaven, is God our Father, who always lives for us, not for himself. And if anything we got to learn is that first, that we live for God and for others besides ourselves. We don't put ourselves first. We always try to put others first, period. Because that's what God wants us to do. It's So we always care about them. We put their needs in front of our own. As best we can, we're all failures in that in so many ways. But that's why we just keep getting up and we keep going on as a family. So we celebrate this Father's Day, all of our families, and the big family of God. And we live no longer for ourselves, but for Him. And then in the midst of this, the thing I think that keeps us from truly being family is fear. We look at each other with fear sometimes. That they're trying to get me to do something. I don't want to, they're trying to take my rights. They're trying to do all this stuff. And it's fear, fear, fear. They're not doing God's will. And we let the fear take control of us. And all the storms in our lives are things we're not in control of. Correct? And it causes us to have great fear when we think that we have lost control. And so we constantly are trying to take that control back. But when we're taking the control back, we're not letting God be God. We're trying to be God ourselves. And part of this faith that conquers fear is trusting that God, our true Father, loves us more than we love ourselves. And that when we have no control, and again, that's just the reality. We're not even in control of our next breath. God could take us that fast. Boom, breathing, heart attack, stroke, dead, real fast. We're not even in control of our next breath. So that can cause us to be fearful. And that's why, again, as we hear in Hebrews, you know, we become a slave. Why do we become a slave? The devil keeps us in slavery because we're afraid of death. And we talked about that last week. We have nothing to be afraid of. We need to trust that God is in control of everything. And that's what this gospel is about today. In the midst of all these people, in the midst of all the storms in our lives, in the midst of being completely out of control, we got to remember that God is present there. In the midst of the storm, Jesus Christ was present in the boat. This morning when I woke up and I went to the scriptures at 3:55, it came to me to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16. And it says, you are the temple of God. To remind me that even though I'm sinful, even though I have to push and try to get control of all things, that God lives inside of me and He lives inside of you. And when we lose control in the storms of our life, we can focus on us and our weakness and how we don't have control, or we can cry out to Jesus, who's truly there, and give Him control. And when you and I acknowledge the fact that Jesus Christ is inside of me and you, and I acknowledge that and I cry out His name, Jesus, He wakes up, if you will. He gets up in our souls and He says, quiet, be still, because He is in control, 100%, the God of the whole universe that keeps everything going. He can handle the storm in your life and He can handle the storm in my life. But we need to make that act of faith. I'm not God, I'm not in control. But He is. Jesus. And then when you hand that control over, He'll still the calmness and bring back the calmness in your heart. Quiet. Be still. Let's not play God. Let's let God be God and deal with the storms in our lives. You got it? You get it? You're going to do it? May each of you know His love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let us profess our faith.